The healer's in the house today, and his name is Jesus. How, praise God. And the scripture said, and Jesus healed them all. He is the healer, and he is here this morning by his Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we just praise you and thank you for the marvelous and wonderful things that will happen here this morning. We expect a miracle today in many, many, many different forms and manifestations because Jesus is our healer. And we thank you for it and we praise you for it. Hallelujah. Oh, just praise him and thank him this morning for all of his grace and mercies. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Say it. Today's my receiving day. I'm supposed to be healed today. I'm supposed to stay healed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In praying about this, I heard the Lord say that there will be healings here and online in the wrists. People that can't do something like this and have a difficult time with your wrist and stiff and arthritis has to bow its knee. Amen. Hallelujah. All sickness and disease has to bow its knee to the name. Praise God. Well, give the Lord another praise and you can be seated. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Now that that's come up, if there be therefore, I'm reading from Philippians chapter 2, if there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, the bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy that ye be like-minded and have the same love, being of one accord and one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory. Now, strife is a killer. Where there is strife, there's confusion and every evil work. That's the reason it is so vitally important to walk in love. And not just when you're around other people, all the time, with everyone. And let this mind be in you. Now, here's part of the renewing of the mind. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant or slave, and made in the likeness of men, being found in a fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, given him, the authorized says, a name, given him his name, which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of names in heaven, names in earth, and names under the earth, that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't like being so far away from you. Now, the way the Lord taught that to me, very, very close friend of mine, and he was a fighter pilot in Vietnam, Hugh Smith, and with the Mystic Squadron, which is the most, not only the most highly decorated squadron, but the highest casualty. He said, well, you can't kill me. Now, at this time, he's just good Baptist boy. You can't kill me. I'm like David. I'm a Holy Ghost warrior. Well, he had a lot of very, very close calls. And he began to dream a dream. And he dreamed it until it just really was really bothering him. But then it stopped. And they went on a mission. They said, and they said, this is the worst one up to now. You can expect 80, 90% casualties. And so he got in there and he realized he had dreamed that battle. He knew where all the gun emplacements were, all of it. And they didn't lose any. Well, you know, you come back and get on the tanker, you go in there and fly 6, 8, 10 hours. Well, he came back home without a scratch. And he was pre-flighting his airplane. There is, in the magneto setup with airplanes, they run off magnetos. And so is a twin. And it's something called a P-lead, which means if you haven't been testing it, if that's broken, then the mag is hot. And so he repositioned here's part of the pre-flight. You walk up to the front of that airplane and you tug on the hub, the propeller hub. Then you move that blade like this to make sure the blades are tight. Well, he walked up to it and then you look inside here to see if you see any broken wires in there. And when he walked and moved it, it fired and it hit him right here. And it just cut his nose off right here. Well, Kay called me, and thank God I was in town. And she told me what happened, so I got in the car and went. And I want you to remember this now. And he said I was bleeding so bad. He said I was laying there on the ground, and he said, I just say I'm healed, I'm healed, I'm healed. So they grabbed him up and rushed him to the county hospital. So I walked in there and this huge wad of gauze the doctor had put down there. Anyway, I read that scripture and stood right over his face. And the doctor came in there and said his cheekbone is broken. His nose is broken. And there's up here, this eyebrow bone is broken. He'll have to have a plastic surgeon. So I put my hands here and I said, bones, you have to bow your knee to the name of Jesus. Amen. Nose, you have to bow your knee to the name of Jesus. Right now. And so, this doctor came in and said, you're going to have a plastic surgeon to do this. They're the only one here is over at Harris Hospital. So he got all of this wad of stuff on his face. And we walked over there and I called another doctor friend that I knew and asked him if he knew a plastic surgeon. You know, when you stay healed all the time, you don't know many doctors. I never met a plastic surgeon. So anyway, and all that came to pass. He took him in there. He looked at these x-rays. He looked at this. He said, I don't know what you called me for. He said, of course, I sewed his nose up. He said, it wasn't cut off. He said, I just sewed it up from the inside where he couldn't see it. He said, there are no broken bones. Those bones bowed their knee. I tell you, that's a powerful scripture. That is a healing scripture. It's a delivering scripture. I mean, it's a powerful thing. That name, the name that's above every name that's named. We were in healing school once again, in the invalid tent once again. And so Brother Roberts and I walked up, and here was a young woman about, they said she was 9 years old. And they had a wheelchair with a board on it, a 2x8 board, with her strapped on it like this. And here again, Brother Robert said, get into action, corresponding action. Do something you couldn't do. Move something if it's only your little finger. And she was paralyzed, so she just started rolling her eyes like this. That's all she could do. We walked up there. Oh, I can just see her. We walked up there. And so I was right about, she was here. I was right about here, and he was standing over here. And we walked up there to her, thinking we were going to lay hands on her. We walked up there to her. She said, Mama, Mama, untie me. I'm healed. I'm healed. Get me off this thing. She said, oh, baby, she said, get me off of this thing. And so then they just unstrapped her. She took off. This thing was like this. She was prime. She just shot off of there, and around the room she went. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. How glory to God. Oh, Jesus, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. It's the first thing the Lord would have us look at is Exodus chapter 15. And then we'll reference off this. And this is in the Authorized Version. 26th verse. 15:26. Are you there? If thou wilt diligently, now diligently, that's a huge word. If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, will do that which is right in his sight, will give ear to his commandments, keep all of his statutes. I'll put none of these diseases upon thee which I brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Always look for the I ams. I am. Thank you, Jesus. I am the Lord that healeth thee. And I remind you now, walk in love. That's commandment. Do those things that are right in his sight. Malachi 3:6, I'm the Lord, I change not. If he ever was the Lord that heals, he still is. He's Jehovah Rapha. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. And if we don't believe that he's Jehovah Rapha, the healer, then we don't have any right to believe he's Jehovah Shalom, our peace. That's right. Thank you, Jesus, because he doesn't change. And then you just remember that in Acts 1:11, the scripture says, and this same Jesus will return in like manner. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he's here this morning. The angels are here this morning. And the devils have bowed their knee. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, oh, there's so many places that I'd like to go with this. I want to go here to the Amplified in Proverbs 3:2. This is just marvelous. My son, forget not my law or teaching. Let your heart keep my commandments. Now, the Lord pointed this out to me years ago in all of the racial difficulties there in the United States and, you know, all the scuffing and fighting and all that kind of thing. You can legislate that two people have to sit next to one another, but you can't make them love one another. You can't legislate love. That's a decision.
That's right.
Amen. So, what do you do? Well, hey, I have a commandment to love. And I decided to walk in it. I didn't have any problem with that in the first place. Because, look, sweetheart, I was raised in West Texas. Now, in the United States, the 19th of June is Juneteenth because slavery had ended, but it didn't get all the way down to Galveston, Texas, and the news didn't get down there until the 19th of June. So you have Juneteenth. And every Juneteenth, I mean, we have parades. I mean, we just kept on and kept on and kept on. And there was a lot of us just pushing and pushing for a national holiday, and we finally got it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The day slavery went, when it, the entire land had heard about it. Isn't that magnificent? Glory to God. Let me look at this. You can see, you know what color that in there is. There's red underneath there. You have a much better tan than I do.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
That's the most ridiculous thing in the world.
Yes.
White is a color. So I'm a man of color. But my DNA is, in fact, I'd been telling the fact that the Cherokee bloodline, I said, I'm not going to tell that anymore till I check my DNA. Well, I went to the one that, what is the big one? And it didn't show up.
Ancestry.com.
Yeah, and it didn't show up. So I said, I'm not going to mention that anymore. But then Rachel, my granddaughter, said, Papa, there's another company. She said, I found out that the native people wouldn't give Ancestry.com any markers. But these people specialize. And so I said, well, let's run it there. And so I have a plaque in my study. Glory to God. And I found out I'm not only Cherokee. There's a couple of tribes I never heard of before. Glory to God, man. And so now I can tell it again. But all of that has nothing to do with anything. But it does have to do with the love of God. It does have to do with the love of God. So we must walk in that. So that every culture, Jesus talked about the mote and the plank in one's eye. Mm-hmm. Though that's culture. Mm-hmm. That's background. It's the way you're raised. So if you have, you know, a black man, white man, brown man, yellow man, all this standing there, and you show them the same thing, they're going to see it differently because they'll see it in the light of their parents. They saw it in the light of their parents, and they saw it in the light of their parents. So different ones. Now, I know what my grandfather would say about it. He'd say, well, I mean, what is there? Let me get Rufus up here. I can get on his feet right here. Thank you, Rufus. I know what he would say. Because he just doesn't have much to say about things. The devil takes a difference and magnifies it in hate. God takes a difference and he magnifies it in love. Healing is working in here right now. Lower spines are being healed. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
I had problems in my lower back and the nerves in my lower back. It caused great pain in my lower back, my upper thighs, my knees, my hips. Excuse me. And walking was a problem. I didn't let on to many people, but it was very painful. Coming here was a real challenge to drive a 6-hour journey with the pain in my hips and my thighs. But the Lord had said to me, before I came, I've prepared something for you in Harrogate. He said it to me twice. He'd prepared something ahead of me in Harrogate. The scripture that Brother Kenneth read out earlier on has always been one of my go-tos, one of my favorites, about the angel going ahead of me. And I hadn't even clicked with that until today when you mentioned that scripture. And I've been believing for everything, a complete, total restoration coming here. And the Lord said to me, When after Brother Copeland, before he mentioned about the man running, the Lord said, run, to run. And I ran down the ramp. And I ran down the ramp.
And you ran back again.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Woo!
As a child of God, healing belongs to you. It's property you own, not a reward for good works. In the teaching, Forgiveness, the Power to Heal, Kenneth Copeland reveals how forgiveness plays a vital role in receiving your freedom, both mentally and physically. Don't let strife and unforgiveness stop you from having the good life God has already given you. Learn how to practice forgiveness and unlock a life of walking in love and wholeness. Keep your heart focused on Jesus, who bought and paid for your healing. Meditate on God's healing promises and let your faith grow strong. Forgiveness and healing go hand in hand. And when you release the forgiving power of God's grace, it heals you and others around you. Take your authority as a born-again believer, claim your healing, and walk in the fullness of God's blessing. Order your free copy of Kenneth Copeland's teaching entitled Forgiveness, the Power to Heal. Available on DVD or digital download. See how the forgiving power of God's grace released through you will heal you and draw others to Him. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside of the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
You have a free resource to help you study and apply the Bible-based truths you just heard. Download the BVOV Broadcast Study Notes today at kcm.org/notes. Collect the notes from each week and use them in a group Bible study. Use the message outline to teach from. Discuss the scriptures and key points with your family of believers. Gain understanding from all the teachings on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Get the whole week of notes today at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. This week's Believer's Voice of Victory comes from the Healing School Service from the Europe Victory Campaign in Harrogate, England. Brother Copeland is teaching us about the love of God and how we can receive our healing by walking in love. Jesus said in John 13:34, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you. Walking in love is a commandment, and when we obey his word, we will see the manifestation of Jesus in our lives. God is love, and love never fails. Take the next step to understand how the love of God can bring healing, restoration, and peace to your life. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to give you a free teaching called Forgiveness, the Power to Heal. Learn the connection between love, forgiveness, and healing, and how to stay in the love of God where the enemy can't bother you. In this video series, Brother Copeland shares the scriptures that reveal how practicing forgiveness is practicing healing. As we begin to walk in forgiveness towards others, we will be walking in healing for ourselves. Open the door to receive your healing by walking in love. To request your video on DVD or MP4, go to kcm.org. If you're believing for your healing, I want to pray for you right now. Father, in Jesus' name, by the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, I declare healing and deliverance over the law of sin and death for our viewers today. By the word of your power and your Holy Spirit, I declare life and life more abundantly to rise up from within them and make alive their mortal flesh. For out of our bellies flows rivers of living water unto salvation, and I declare them free and healed from every infirmity in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. We'll see you again tomorrow. This is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we sure love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Let the Word of God build your faith. Kenneth Copeland calls KCM.org your study center. You can watch, read, and share faith-based content and teaching resources available to you free.
Find something life-giving on KCM.org, your study center for victory. View the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcasts on demand and study along with the daily broadcast notes, or download the audio podcasts to listen on the go. Watch prior KCM events for hours with truth going in your eyes and ears wherever you are. Get real help for real life problems. Follow our guide to believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply your way to results from your couch, desk, or kitchen table. Stay focused on truth by reading the devotional From Faith to Faith every day. Read interactive BVOV magazines and click to unlock more content in each issue. Get a faith boost from testimonies of real-life success from people just like you. Find information on what partnership means and take advantage of the resources provided just for you. Read archives of Kenneth Copeland's partner letter and download free books from our bonus library, over 50 titles available to read on your phone, computer, or e-reader. KCM.org meets you where you are.